Truth Cast, beginning transmission.
Half the fun is finding my lips. It is so sensual.
It's a very basic conspiracy.
I promise this won't hurt at all.
You laughed at me.
I did. I'm
sorry. Government is playing a game. They want to see if they can make people disappear.
We will not be silenced.
Okay. There are still so many unanswered questions about what's going on.
I think it's funny that you come at me with three identifications and they're all clearly squirrels.
Oh, he had sex with an owl.
I had to maintain my dominance.
I'm a regular Dan Rickles.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Truthcast. I am Thomas Luge, and as always, I am here with my partner, Mr. Little Dicky Ricketts.
Well, not exactly here, Thomas. We're using technology because it turned out we'd been in the back room of Video HQ for too long, and the world is under quarantine right now. It's sort of like living in a movie. It's like being in an epidemic movie where we're not the main stars, because it's pretty quiet out there.
Yes, Dickie, we are like each other's chimps in the movie Outbreak.
Does that mean we can pick fleas off of each other and eat them?
What would be the difference between an outbreak or not if we did that?
I like that.
We are currently speaking to each other using the application Discord. May I suggest a specific Discord server to serve up a possible guest?
Yeah, you know how all that works. I had to have Dr. Terry O'Reilly help me get online. So, yeah, you work your magic and you find a guest, Thomas.
Okay, I am going to search through the Tail Up Tavern Discord server. It happens to be number one in my bookmarks because I was doing some research earlier this week on the phenomenon of furries, and this appears to be a furry Discord server that I was searching through for purely non-sexual reasons, but for information.
Okay.
You say that as if you doubt me, Dickie.
Oh, no. No, I... You do you, boo.
Yes, Dickie, I assure you this is a purely professional research project that I'm working on. As you know, I am celibate as I try to power up in my remote viewing.
Hey, whatever happens under quarantine stays under quarantine.
Yes, okay. I'm going to search through the participants in this server, and it appears... Oh, this one seems interesting. Let's pull... Mr.
You know what, Thomas? I don't really want to talk to one of your pervert friends right now. This is the second year of the Truthcast, and I'd kind of like to maybe clean it up a little bit. I've been looking at a lot of action figure groups on account of the fact that I'm just a 12-year-old boy. So I'm jumping on this G.I. Joe group, and here, Orson Vargas. Hello, Mr. Vargas. Please be an adult.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, thank God you're an adult. Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah, I'm an adult.
Hi, my name's Little Dicky Ricketts.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
I'm here with my sensei, my guru, my yogi, my scoutmaster, my den mother, Mr. Thomas Luge. And we do a...
Oh, hey, how you doing, Tommy?
I'm good, Mr. Orson.
We do a podcast called The Truthcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just wondering if maybe you had a truth you wanted to share with our listeners, of which there are many.
Oh, what is this, one of them podcasts?
Yeah. It's like the radio, only futuristic.
Yes, it's as if CNN was reporting truths.
Oh, okay, I got you. Oh, yeah, I got something that's been sticking in my craw.
Does it have to do with G.I. Joe?
It does.
Oh,
those fuckers.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, you don't know this?
I do know that the first wave didn't have the Kung Fu Battle Grip, and some of those figures they never remade with the Kung Fu Battle Grip, and that always kind of stuck in my craw.
Yes, Dickie.
Oh, no.
Dickie did a lot of training to strengthen his Kung Fu grip throughout his childhood so far.
Yeah, I got that. No. This is even bigger than that.
Oh, is it about the unfortunate naming of some of the characters, like Shipwreck? Like, who's going to get on a boat with a boat captain named Shipwreck? That's not really instilling a lot of confidence.
No, that's stupid. No. Listen, it's documented, okay? That Hasbro has been using G.I. Joe guys, the action figures, to instill a negative body image in generations of young men. There, I know, your mind is blown.
Wait, so, I mean...
Because when I was a kid, okay, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I always thought, okay, oh, you know what? I'm connected at the waist by a rubber band. Turns out that's not true.
Wait, no, I believe the intestines are the rubber band of the human body.
Yeah, no, but that's not a rubber band. That's a metaphor. No, it's not an actual goddamn rubber band.
Wait.
And I thought growing up that I'd be wearing the same outfit every day for the rest of my life, but apparently clothes get dirty. And if I don't like my arm, I can't detach my arm and put on somebody else's arm.
Hmm.
So you got a generations of kids coming up thinking they can just take their arm off. People are losing limbs because of Hasbro.
Do you think that people have this misconception that they can replace limbs due to the messaging put forth by the lizard people?
That might be part of it.
Hmm.
But I'm telling you, I could take one G.I. Joe guy, right? And I could pop him open, pull out the rubber band. I could pop his chest open, take his arms out. And then I could replace him with somebody else's arms, and then put the rubber band back. You can't do that with people.
But the wearing the different outfits thing, I have three different Snake Eyes action figures. One of them is an all black, which trivia was done to save on costs by Hasbro, and then it turned out that he became a very popular character. And then there are later ones where he has sort of like a gray visor. So he's wearing two very distinct outfits. I'm not like Scarlet wearing the same outfit all the time, or Duke, or Gung Ho, or Roadblock. But
see, yeah, but you listed off way more characters that are only wearing one outfit.
Yeah, but I mean,
the characters with multiple versions—that's just a money grab. That's a whole other issue for Hasbro.
But maybe because I believe they're based on a real covert group of the military, maybe those real American heroes only wore one outfit. I mean, I'm at a loss on this one.
Yes. Pre the capitalist boom of the 1980s, when we manufactured products here in America, I often would only wear one outfit for an entire year because the quality was so much higher. Do you think maybe the fact that we've outsourced so much production outside of the country could play into this theory?
That could be part of it. I haven't researched into that aspect of it yet.
And in all fairness, Thomas and I have each only been seen in two outfits. Thomas is a slight variation. It's almost like he's a chase figure. There's Thomas with boots and there's Thomas with sandals. And then I have my winter outfit with my bloody pants and my summer outfit with my army shorts.
Yeah, but do you wash them?
Of course not.
I'd have to be nude to wash them. No, I stand out in the rain like a civil human being. I'm not some weirdo running around nude while my clothes
fair enough.
I'm very sorry, Thomas. I thought I was going to find someone to talk to who wasn't a pervert, but it looks like there's perverts all over the internet.
Yes, Dickie, we could have gone with a much safer interview in my furry group.
Okay, that's hurtful. Hurtful is what that is.
I mean, I don't know why you're hanging out in a toy collector group spewing out your perverted desires to have people take off their clothes so they can wash them.
No, I just want people to understand that action figures are bullshit. I tried to make my own action figures that were more realistic.
Yeah?
But I got busted.
But
I made them anatomically correct. I gave them intestines. Apparently that's not cost efficient.
How anatomically correct was he? Go past the intestines a little.
Very.
Yeah?
Very. Yep, head to toe, legit. Apparently, children don't like their action figures with penises.
Oh boy.
I could see where that would be a problem.
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah, not a great idea, but I was trying to educate.
I'm feeling a little funny here, fellas.
Mr. Vargas, I did a very, very quick Google search on you, and I found that you self-published a book titled Hasbro PsyOps, The Real American Sorrow. Would you like to maybe speak on this self-published book for a moment and explain to our audience exactly the topics that you might be covering in this book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see, I worked briefly for Hasbro in the mailroom, so I got all the dirty secrets.
Okay.
So basically, it's just a photo journal of mail that I stole from Hasbro.
How did you access the information? Did you have access to certain rooms with filing cabinets or people's offices? Did you overhear conversations?
I was basically just in the mailroom, and it started out as I was bored, so I'd open the mail before I distributed it.
Hmm.
Then I started reading some real serious crap.
Were the recipients of the mail concerned that they were receiving opened mail?
No. I would reseal it.
Mm.
Yeah. For example, Stretch Armstrong. You guys remember Stretch Armstrong?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. They were gonna make a version of him with no underwear.
Mm.
Whoa.
So that there was something else to stretch. That letter, that's in the book.
I'm looking at my Destro figure right now, and he has a very open, swooping neckline on his jacket, and he has a very ripped chest, and I realize I have man tits, and my G.I. Joes that used to bring me comfort are kind of making me feel really bad about myself now.
Hmm.
I never really put this together that I should have a negative body image until you just said so, Mr. Orson.
Yeah, see, it's so deep that you don't even notice it until someone tells you about it.
Hmm.
I felt very comfortable with myself until you told me I should be offended and hurt and shamed.
That's what I'm here for.
And now I feel horrible.
That's all right. Let it out. That's the only way to get through this.
I don't think I'd ever be able to find my own Flint. I mean, or Lady J, or I mean, no, I'm never going to get a wolf like Timber when I'm just an out of shape piece of shit. I hate myself now, Orson.
Well, you're going to have to find joy in something else.
Yes, it is. It is very evident now that these dolls are forcing.
They're action figures, not dolls. Come on, Thomas.
These action figures are clearly forcing us to face a certain reality, and that reality is that our bodies are less than ideal, and that we need to shoot to be better as humans and have better bodies.
What you got to understand is the message is that you gotta love yourself and not try to compare yourself to some bullshit action figure.
Yes, and in the process of loving yourself, you have a better body.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. If you're going to walk around being a fat piece of shit, hate yourself.
Yes. Yes, it is almost impossible to love a completely out of shape and disgusting body. So you must have...
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes. If you're fat and sweaty, you know, no one's going to love you. How are you going to love yourself? Obviously.
Oh, my God.
So would you say this realization then is a negative or a positive?
Oh, it depends on the person.
What type of person would view this as a negative, and what type of person would view this as a positive?
Oh, well, if you're in great shape, it's a positive. If you're a fat piece of shit, this is a horrible thing to learn.
So what can the people with the less desirable bodies do to maybe change their lives?
You know, get the head out of your ass. Hit the gym.
I can't go to the gym. They're all closed.
Hit your personal gym. Get one of them, with the bike. What's it?
The elliptical?
Yeah. Get one of them. You know, put it in your basement if you got a basement. Put it in your bedroom if you don't have a basement. Work on that.
What if my bedroom is in the basement?
Then put it in your bedroom basement.
Oh, there's so much work ahead of me. Thomas, I've always felt very comfortable with myself, but now I'm realizing that maybe that was a lie that I was telling myself.
It was absolutely a lie, Dickie. You need to improve yourself, and these dolls that you're playing with are the first step in doing so.
Yeah, you got to get rid of them.
I believe the first step is possibly looking at your diet. What type of food are you eating, Dickie?
At the moment, Cool Ranch Doritos.
What consists of your daily diet?
Right now, a lot of Cool Ranch Doritos.
I may suggest just not eating at all for a few days. Go on a fast that lasts roughly 72 hours, possibly more.
Yeah, start with 72. Start with 72 hours.
Start with 72. See the types of results. If you notice that you've lost weight in that time frame, then possibly extend it another 24 and then another 24 and see how much tolerance you can build towards not having food in your body.
Well, I mean, you went to college and Mr. Orson has a book, so you guys seem like experts on nutrition, so I guess I'll do this.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and if you start to feel dizzy, get an ice cube and just, like, put it on your cheek.
Yes. If it's
on the inside or outside of my cheek?
On the outside. The skin will absorb the water.
Oh.
And then it's...
Yes.
You're getting the nutrients, but you're not digesting it.
If it's really bad, you can put it on the inside of your cheek, but please do not ingest the contents of the ice cube.
No. Yeah, do not.
So, Thomas, you're telling me not to swallow?
Yes, of course.
That's the first time I've heard you say that.
Yes, well, this is separate from our remote viewing training.
Oh, all right. I mean, this quarantine's been really wearing on me, and I gotta be honest, I've been eating more than normal, and, okay, I'm gonna try to be a better Dickie.
Yes, in order to be a better Dickie, you're going to need to take a very drastic change of course with your diet and eat as little as possible, nothing if you can.
Yeah, that's the best step to a better Dickie.
Okay. And I'm going to throw away all my GI Joes.
Oh, sell those. They're worth something.
I mean, even though they're all open and
oh yeah, yeah, you go to one of them, you know, clean them up. You could sell them online. There's a bunch of suckers out there who haven't figured out the truth yet that they would buy those up.
Okay. What about my Star Wars figures?
Those are perfect.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with Star Wars action figures.
Yes, actually, if you are having a very, very difficult time with your new diet, it is perfectly okay to eat the Star Wars characters because they have zero carbs and zero nutrition. Basically, it is like breathing air if you eat the Star Wars action figures.
Oh, I'm going to go grab them. You guys keep talking. I'm going to...
Okay.
I'm not going to cry anymore, but I'm going to go grab some Star Wars figures just to comfort myself.
Yeah, that'll help.
Okay, you do that, Dickie. Mr. Vargas, now...
Yes, yeah, how you
hello,
doing?
Hello, hello. What was it that opened your mind to this topic? What was it that made you realize that Hasbro was trying to create a better society through their action figures?
It first started when I first started working there. I was a pretty fat piece of shit. And I'd walk through the warehouse and I'd see all the action figures and I'd be like, wow, me compared to them, feel pretty bad. And at first I thought it was just me. But then, you know, once I started opening the higher ups' mails, that's when I started to notice that, you know, there was actually something to it, that they were targeting kids to give them a negative body image.
Why do you believe such a noble cause would be hidden for so long? Why wouldn't they be public with their goals of creating a better society?
Because it's all about money. They just want to sell action figures. They don't want people to think there's a message to it. Because once people start thinking they're learning from their toys, then they don't want to buy them no more.
Hey guys, I'm back. I got my X-Wing pilots and I found my Porkins figure. And honestly, I feel a lot better about myself.
There you go.
I think I'm just going to continue business as normal. I mean, Porkins was instrumental in taking down the Death Star the first time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Maybe.
Not the second or third time. Yeah.
No. Porkins meets a very untimely end, but he dies a hero. And that's all any of us can hope to do, regardless of our body size. I think I understand.
See, you're learning.
Yeah, I think I understand Lizzo lyrics now.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, I feel good about myself. I feel like you guys were shaming me earlier, and
Oh, no.
We were not shaming you, Dickie. We were trying to make you stronger.
Yeah, I feel like at the beginning of this, I said, you do you, boo. And I feel like maybe you should have said, you do you, boo, back to me. I'm pretty okay being Dickie Ricketts.
See, we're healing.
Yeah, I think you guys...
I'm glad you guys called me.
I am too, but I still feel like you guys were online bullying me.
No, Dickie, we want what's best for you, and we were just trying to make you the type of person that the Hasbro company is attempting to turn us all into. A better person.
I don't know. As a 12-year-old who was born in 1972, I feel like it's sort of my own personal responsibility to make myself better, and not really for... I've been playing some Dungeons & Dragons, and I don't mean to get hurtful with my words, but you guys are acting like trolls.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
Wait, trolls like ugly or trolls like that movie?
C, both A and B.
Okay, well then I'm hurt, and that's adorable.
Yes, Dickie, it's a little bit insulting that me and Mr. Vargas here are trying to improve your life, and you are calling us trolls.
Well, you know, you guys are kind of hanging out at the bridge of my day, and you're kind of hurling insults at me and not letting me pass on to the rest of my day in peace. And that's kind of...
Hey, you called me.
Well, yeah, I thought we were going to talk about, you know, G.I. Joes, like Bazooka and Mainframe, and completely forgot about all the Cobras, like Zartan. You know, I can't even go outside to make...
Baroness, yeah.
Baroness. Oh, the Baroness with her tight black leather outfit on and her boobies.
Yeah, and I'm the pervert. Jesus.
Oh, Baroness. Oh.
You all right?
Just give him a moment, Mr. Vargas. Give him a moment.
Oh, who's this? Ah, it's Cobra Commander. And Destro. Baroness, what are you going to do? You're going to take them both? Oh, Baroness. You little minx, you. Hey, guys, I'm back.
Hello, Dickie. Welcome back.
I'm feeling sleepy now.
Go ahead and lie your head here on my shoulder. Just take a quick break.
Through the Discord server?
Yes, Discord has a new social distancing feature where you can virtually lie your head on my shoulder.
I don't know, Thomas. You hurled some hurtful words.
Just lie your head on my shoulder, Dickie.
You two okay?
I think I'm just going to comfort myself now, Thomas.
No, Dickie, put your head virtually on my shoulder.
I'm going to virtually pass.
Just do it!
I'm sorry, Thomas, but words hurt. And, no.
Dickie, this level of insubordination is going to get you 2 marks on your record.
Well...
Oh, jeez. That sounds bad.
I think maybe you're just going to have to give me a 3rd mark. Because I'm like John Bender in Breakfast Club. And I think you're a neo-maxi-zoomed weeby. There, I said it.
Whoa.
Dickie, I don't even know what that means, but... For your next round of training, you will be getting the spiked collar.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah, see, he learned about himself. Now he's being his own man.
Hmm.
Well, I feel like I learned a lot here today, Mr. Vargas.
Yeah, I'm glad to help.
Oh, no. I wasn't thanking you at all. I feel like I learned a lot on my own.
No, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to help out those in need.
Oh, no. I am...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Definitely not thanking you or you, Thomas.
No,
I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to flick Destro and Cobra Commander off here, and Porkins and the Baroness are going to Netflix and chill this afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. I'm crossing universes.
Yes, and you will be begging for forgiveness tonight in our training session.
I sort of feel like you're the Destro in this situation, Thomas. I don't know if you're tracking the metaphor, but you and Orson were like Cobra Commander and Destro.
You're welcome.
Again, I am not thanking you, sir.
It is my pleasure.
Nope, you guys are
to help out those in need.
You guys are...
It really means a lot to hear so many grateful people.
You guys are Cobra in this situation, and I am the hero.
Means a lot. You're welcome.
Again, I don't know how I can make this any clearer, not thanking you even slightly or inferring.
You don't need to. It's okay. Your happiness is my thanks.
Well, I am happy now, and my happiness was brought upon me by the Hasbro Corporation for making the Porkins action figure.
Thank you for listening to the Truthcast. You can send questions, topic suggestions, or comments to Thomas at trueheroes053@gmail.com or to Dickie at littledickr@gmail.com. Please rate.
I would tell you to like and subscribe to the podcast, but I've already hacked into your computers and done it for you.
Orson Vargas was played by Go Comedy's Peter J. Cokes. Pete is the stage manager for our monthly truth shows at Go Comedy. Please go to gocomedy.net to find out about all the great classes and shows once they reopen after this quarantine. You can find Go Comedy on Facebook right now. They are running virtual shows online where they are pitting different improv groups against each other. If anything good is coming out of this quarantine, it is that creative people are being even more creative in getting their content out there. So go to gocomedy.net or search Go Comedy on Facebook to find out all the great things that are going on there. Thank you so much for listening to the Truthcast. We'll see you again next week.